So, Andy Williams, what are you aiming to do today?
Well, I'm going in to speak to Kirsty Williams, and I'm going to show her how to guide a blind person. And the reason that we can do that training with her today is she's agreed to wear some SIM specs. They're spectacles that help to simulate different eye conditions. And she's agreed to wear some SIM specs which help to simulate AMD. And she's going to wear those all day. And her assistant Ed is going to be guiding her around the Senedd building.
Inside the Senedd, Kirsty is given a number of glasses to wear that simulate a range of eye conditions. The last pair simulates age-related macular degeneration, the ones Kirsty is going to be wearing in June. It gives her a lot to think about.
All the central vision is just gone.
Which is the
it's complete opposite. Mm. It's the complete opposite what we had with the first pair of glasses. All you had left was the tiny bit at the centre. Now, the centre's gone and it's just that slight ring of light around the...
I'm lending you my magnifier, if it helps.
So hang on, there we are. It's really disorientating.
So does it help at all, the magnifier?
Yeah, well, I can read now. I couldn't read without it. By having the magnifier.
If you compare the Word doc which you have in your hand with, for instance,
compare it with this.
Yeah, you can either make things difficult or you can make people's life easier.
Exactly right.
Can you explain what you mean by that?
Well, you know, it's obvious that there are ways in which you can make information more accessible by, you know, font size and colour of the paper. And, you know, you can make a decision to include everybody, or you can make a decision that will exclude some people. And I don't think anybody really thinks consciously when they're making these decisions about excluding people. But because we're not thinking carefully about these issues, it does mean that we are excluding people. And
can I ask you why you've decided to do this?
Well, it came about as a result of the last Welsh Liberal Democrat conference, where we met with representatives, and I think you can try your best to understand some of the issues that are involved, and you can understand and take on board the theory. But, you know, I'm under no illusions that wearing these glasses can ever truly represent what the reality is like for an individual, but I wanted to try and see what it would be like to do my job with a sight impairment as a result of highlighting, you know, Eye Health Week, what positive steps people can do to look after their sight, and also to remind my colleagues here in the National Assembly that whilst there is nobody with a significant sight loss here in the Assembly, we all represent people throughout Wales who do suffer from significant sight loss. And, you know, we should be aware of that, perhaps more aware of it, when we're designing, you know, our policies and how we communicate with the electorate. So it's an opportunity to highlight some of the issues involved and to gain a little bit more of an insight and a little bit of understanding. But as I said, I'm under no illusions that wearing these for the day can truly represent what it's like for an individual.
It's time for Kirsty to walk through the Senedd with Ed guiding her. How does it feel so far, Kirsty?
It feels really strange, moving a lot more slowly than I would usually move around the building. And it's obviously going to take a lot longer to do things than I would usually do.
The doors now, so it's going to open towards us.
It's supposed to be on the hinge side.
Yeah.
And how is Ed doing as a guide?
He's not too bad.
Just walking towards the aerial, towards the reception.
And then what we should do then, we should go up the steps, because we haven't done any steps.
Up to the aerial, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to the first step now.
Are they even? Yeah, they're even.
Okay, and this now is the flat bit for a little bit.
Okay.
And then the next step is here. Okay. Now there's some people here in front of the banister, so if I give me your hand. Okay, the next step is here. So we go up. And that, and the banister's there. And now we're at the top.
It's going to be a long day. It is going to be a very, very long day. People don't get out of your way. People are completely oblivious, aren't they? You know, I'm used to rushing around this building, you know, going places quickly on my own, being able to, you know, not have to worry about people who are standing in the way. And I can imagine if something happened to my sight and I was coming back to do my job, you know, how frustrating that would be.
So, Kirsty Williams, the last time we met, you had tried on the sim specs and you'd had some training. Mm-hmm. Today, you're actually, for the first time, wearing the sim specs around the National Assembly. I mean, it's 1 o'clock now. How has it been going so far?
Well, it's been a very different day from what I would usually do at the National Assembly. Everything from simply going to get my morning coffee through to, you know, working on my computer, of course, is completely different experience whilst wearing the sim specs. What's been great is the support of the staff at the National Assembly who you know, have been talking about you know, what they can do to assist people with sight loss here in the chamber. For instance, the ushers are trained in how to guide people, and also if I was suffering from permanent sight loss, there are technologies that they could install permanently on my computer in my office and down in the chamber that could assist me, as well as, you know, a full impact assessment on, you know, how I could get around. So it's been really interesting to learn how the National Assembly itself prepares for and trains its staff, but it's been quite a different experience. I've been moving around the building much more slowly than I would usually do, so everything's taken longer to do this morning than usual. And of course, it'll be a very different experience to go into a chamber and ask questions, you know, of my colleagues, the ministers, without actually physically being able to see them clearly.
What about the response from Assembly members and other people within? Have they been asking why you're wearing these glasses?
Yeah, we've had a lot of interest from Assembly members, and as I said, the Assembly staff themselves have been going out of their way to explain, you know, what they could do to assist in the event today. And we've had a lot of interest from the media, but interestingly, a lot of interest on Facebook as well. I changed my Facebook status this morning to highlight what we're doing today, and you know, lots of people have been. Writing in to ask questions about what we're doing, why we're doing it, and what the RNIB is doing as part of this campaign also.
Then you've got number 10 for social justice and local government.
Before heading up to the chamber of the Senedd, Kirsty is given a briefing by her assistant.
And there's some information there about people at the high-earning civil servants across local government, and a question for you. And then here's the agenda, again, in 18 point. You're not speaking on anything, you've just got your questions.
Okay. So you're going to take me now to the chamber, and the ushers are going to put me in my...
Yeah.
Put me in my place.
Yes.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, well, absolutely, because... what's interesting is, of course, eye contact plays a huge part in communication, and being able to get up and ask a question and not actually know where my colleagues are or see my colleagues or see the reaction, the body language reaction, so it's not just words. It's going to be a very different experience trying to do politics without being able to actually see clearly my colleagues and my opponents. So, yeah, I'm a bit nervous.
Thank you.